Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. My word that goes out of my mouth, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Imagine having the power to speak a command and knowing your words will always be followed exactly to the letter. Your toddler always listens immediately when you tell them to get ready for bed, and your boss always listens to every recommendation you give. Our words don't have that kind of power, but God's words do. His words always accomplish the purpose that He has in mind. Sometimes God's word carries out its purpose to convict a person of sin. It points out a person's disobedience to God's will, even if they'd rather not admit it. But God also uses His word to carry out the purpose of curing the heart that is broken and guilty due to sin. Whether convicting of sin or comforting with the promise of His forgiveness, God will always make sure His word accomplishes its purpose. Just a few verses before the words of our Bible reading for today, God's words are compared to the rain and the snow. When it rains or snows, you can guarantee the ground will get wet 100% of the time. Sometimes the ground is drenched immediately by a downpour. Just like a person's heart might be drenched by the storm surge of God's powerful word, sometimes the rain falls in a refreshing, light sprinkle. God's word can also work in small and quiet ways in people's lives. Sometimes the moisture falls to the ground as snow. The ground doesn't get watered until the snow melts, and sometimes it takes a long time to happen. In the same way, sometimes God's word doesn't seem to be doing anything in a person's heart, but given time, it will accomplish God's purpose according to His timetable. Our God speaks no empty words, and we can trust that His word will always work according to His perfect purpose. Dear Lord, thank You for letting Your word work in my heart. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.